Next question is Yournet, Yournette, David. This is a consultation request for Dr. Michael Kruger. Reason for consultation, atrial fibrillation, evaluation for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation. History of patients are 65-year-old with a history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation for the last 12 months period. Patient is went to the emergency room with the atrial fibrillation period. Patients now has more frequent episodes of atrial fibrillation last anywhere between 3 to 4 hours period, complaining of shortness of breath and dizziness period. Patient is referred to me for electrophysiological studies on radio frequency ablation, pulmonary vein isolation for atrial fibrillation period. Current medication, metoprolol 50 mg daily, Xarelto 20 mg daily, furosemide, lisinopril 20 mg daily period. Allergies, known allergies, social history, no history of smoking, alcohol or drug use. Family history, no history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysrhythmia. Review system in general, dinner and weight gain, weight loss, no machine hearing impairment, cardiovascular. Aspirin history, pulmonary, no history, pneumonia, COPD. Abdomen, no history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimating, no history, arthritis. An examination, blood pressure 133 over 66, pulse is 60, respiration 16, weight is 265 pound. HEND, no JVD. Lungs, clear bilaterally, heart is regular rate and rhythm. 1 over 6, systolic murmur, heart of the external border. There is no gallop or up. Abdomen, soft, normal active, balsam, estimating, no edema. Clinical condition number 1, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Number 2, hypertension recommendation. Patient's atrial fibrillation and is quite symptomatic period. Patient do not want to take lifelong anticoagulation therapy as well as antiarrhythmic medication period. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies on radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation. Procedure risk and benefit discussed with the patient. Possible risk include but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart, pulmonary vein, stenosis period. Patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70% to 80% and sometimes need more than one procedure period. Please send a copy to Dr. Michael Kruger.